Professionals who do hair and nails will bend the ears of regulators one more time in a public forum. Customers will also get to chime in. State Regulation and Licensing Secretary Celia Jackson says they've gotten complaints about nail fungus, burned scalps, and rashes caused by improper use of equipment and chemicals.
We've been sharing with people, mainly people in the industry, what they need to be doing to be in compliance, because we know there are a lot of salons out there that are not in compliance with state codes.
Catching violators can be difficult. Jackson says there are nearly 40,000 people in Wisconsin who have licenses to cut hair or do nails. There are only a half dozen inspectors to oversee them, and new rules are on the way. Continuing education might be a requirement for cosmetologists. They tend to handle a lot of chemicals. Barbers who don't, Jackson says, may consider it unnecessary regulation.
A lot of barbers feel that their profession has been threatened because they've had to learn everything the cosmetologists do, and all they want to do is cut hair. So that's another thing that the board is taking a look at.
Some of the violations found by the state include the use of colored water as a substitute for sanitizer, reusing disposable manicure tools, or using nail bonding agents banned by the Food and Drug Administration. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.